A pivot from the headlines now for a look at guitars. They're made from some of the rarest woods on earth, woods found in places hit hard by deforestation. U.S. guitar makers are starting to look elsewhere and one day hope to shop in the Pacific Northwest. Ken Christensen from Here and Now contributor Earthfix reports.
Steve McMinn walks into the hollow of an old maple tree, reaches for a piece of wood, and breaks it off.
If you look at it right here, see that ripple there? And I'll always just feel with my finger. It tells you some stuff your eyes can't.
When McMinn looks at trees, he tries to see their future.
It's difficult to predict unless you look under the bark.
For decades, he has supplied the guitar industry with wood grown from Alaska to Oregon. Nearby, at his sawmill in the North Cascades, he turns giant logs into thin sheets of wood and ships them to America's biggest guitar makers. Sometimes an employee picks up a finished product, and you can hear the strumming over the constant buzz of the mill.
I figured somebody could do a better job providing wood for musical instruments than had been done.
But lately, McMinn has been looking further into the future, trying to help make the guitar industry more environmentally friendly. Many guitars are made from rare trees like rosewood, mahogany, and ebony. They're popular for their sound and their beautiful appearance. They're also popular among poachers. It's a problem in the Northwest, where maples have been illegally harvested, and in hardwood rainforests, from South America to Madagascar.
It's increasingly difficult to legally, ethically source wood from the tropics.
So guitar makers are looking for new sources of wood. And one place they're looking is McMinn's backyard. The Pacific Northwest is home to the big leaf maple tree.
Maple is a clean, green, legal, local wood. We're interested in seeing whether we can provide them with a secure supply for the long term.
Big leaf maples are common in the region, but very few of them develop the kind of beautiful wood grain that guitar makers want, the kind with ripples that you can only see when you look under the bark. So McMinn teamed up with Jim Mattson.
Is it too much stuff here?
Mattson studies trees at Simon Fraser University in British Columbia. In his office, he shows me a dozen wooden artifacts that he keeps on his shelf.
When we think of wood, we mostly think of wood that looks something like this with a fairly straight grain. But it's also quite dull in its appearance, so many people like trees that are defective.
By defective, he means trees with grain that isn't straight, grain that has a wavy pattern or looks like tiger stripes or
something that looks like bubbles on the surface.
It's called figured grain. And it develops in many types of trees. But nobody has figured out how to grow maple trees to look like this.
You find it very rarely in nature, and we don't know what the cause is of that.
But Mattson had a hunch. In other kinds of trees, the wavy grain is genetic. So he began taking samples of figured maple trees and cloning them in his lab. Right now, they're small enough to grow in baby food jars. When they get bigger, Mattson and McMinn will turn 50 acres of farmland into a figured maple plantation. It could take at least 10 years before the trees reveal whether or not they've developed the wavy grain. McMinn is willing to wait.
Left to my own, I would rather just have trees, period.
If McMinn doesn't see guitars in their future, at least he'll have trees to look at. For Here and Now, I'm Ken Christensen in Seattle.